Welcome, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly, and this is MusicChartsMagazines.com, new discovery of the month for November. We're going to sit down and talk with Matt Tyler and Tennessee Bow. They are members of the band that is called Tennessee, and they've got some great music. The song here behind me right at this moment is a song that is called Our Love Will, and we're going to hear more from these young people who now make their home in Nashville. You all won the 2013 Nashville Independent Music Awards, and you're very honored to be a part of such a wonderful evening. It's great to have you with us, the November new discovery of the month. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great. Thank you so much, Big Al.
Well, thank you. It's certainly an honor to be able to sit down here and talk with you, too. I enjoy doing this because we're bringing new talent and new entertainment to the music scene, and I think that's what really makes it click. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Tennessee. I think you're from Las Vegas, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. I came out to Nashville about in January of this year. I came out here, actually drove the 27 hours from Vegas with my dad, and I actually go to Belmont University now, where I study music business.
I was checking some of my notes, Tennessee, and I noticed at about 4 years old, you started playing piano. So what kind of got you into the music? You have a musical family?
You know what? My mom and my dad don't sing, but my mom's dad was in a band growing up and in his early years of life. And I guess I kind of got that from him. I just always loved performing. I love being in front of people. And whether it be singing or dancing or playing instruments, I think it's all just so great.
And you write songs, too, because the song that we just introduced all of you with is the same song that we're going to end up in its full entirety that is called Our Love Will. Did you write that?
Yes, sir. Matt Tyler and I and Jordan Harrison wrote that song together. It was our first single as a band, and we all write songs. Before we actually started being a band together, we were all solo artists, and we had a ton of songs that we'd written before even meeting each other. So, yeah, we love to write. That's, like, our biggest thing.
So what's the song about? Is it about some experience all of you had?
You know, Jordan wrote the chorus to that song, so that's a question for him. We don't really know. He brought that chorus to us, and we just kind of put it all together. I don't know if it's about anything personal or not, so that's something.
We thought it had a great meaning for the band because, like, the words say, our love will. And it kind of uses it as, like, an example of it'll make it through anything. And that's how we thought of it as, like, our band, you know, in general, that we can make it through anything in this tough music industry, that we'll stand strong together.
So, Matt, Tennessee made her way all the way to Nashville. And where did you come in to play at? How did you two meet?
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, born and raised. I moved out here to Nashville a little over 2 years ago. Packed up the car and left, and I was going to school for audio engineering for a semester, and then I dropped out and started working and kind of pursuing music as a career. I met Tennessee through Jared Foster, who's a songwriter here in Nashville.
And the third member of the band, tell me who that is again, please.
That's Jordan Harrison, and I met him. We actually moved down here on the same day, which is really weird. I met him in school, and we became really close friends at school, and then we moved in with each other. So we're roommates actually still to this day. And through Jerry Foster is how we both met Tennessee.
So Tennessee, you was kind of a solo artist. You three met and became the band Tennessee. Was there a reason why you decided just to call it Tennessee?
Well, the story behind the name Tennessee is it's actually an Indian spelling that the state is derived from. And so we thought that was a cool, catchy name. I know, like, when I first moved here in January, I would tell people my name was Tennessee, and they never really forget that, especially being in Nashville, Tennessee. But we thought it would be a catchy name, and the history behind it is really cool, and we thought it would represent the band well.
I tell you what we better do right now, guys, is explain to people that the Tennessee spelling is different than the state of Tennessee. So, Tennessee, why don't you tell us where people could come to find you, and let's spell this all out for them so they know what to write down.
All right, sounds good. Well, the spelling of Tennessee is T-E-N-A-S-I-E. And again, that's TENASIE. And we have a bunch of music and videos and pictures on all of our social media sites. You can find us at facebook.com/Tennessee, youtube.com/Tennessee, Twitter, at the band Tennessee. And then we have thereverbnation.com/Tennessee. So if you go to those sites and if you just kind of Google TENASIE, you'll probably find something with our music on it.
Well, I was talking with Jason Rogers, our CEO of MusicChargeMagazine.com, and as I was looking in some notes, we kind of got to laughing a little bit. You told a few notes here on your Facebook that I'd like to mention, and one of them is you like running up and down the halls of the hotel rooms, and you will eat cereal no matter what time it is, and you're a fan of zebra stripe gum. So me and Jason kind of got a kick out of that, and he said, sounds like to me they got a Beetlejuice type of energy. Have y'all ever watched that movie, Beetlejuice?
I don't know where you heard that from.
I have no idea where you heard that
from. You didn't write that?
I don't think so. That might have been a different Tennessee,
it was always Jordan.
Maybe it could have been Jordan Harrison. That sounds like something he would have written. I don't know if that was us, but...
Oh, yeah, and by the way, it also says you are never too old to watch a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's always true. That's definitely true for all of us.
What do you want to do? I know you want to be in music. Are you making a new style of music, or do you want to kind of just be like the Nashville scene? Tell me what your ideas and your thoughts are with the band Tennessee.
Well, as a band, we always we're pretty big about keeping our music. We're having integrity with our music. You know, we don't want to be as pop as the country music is today. We're very into the folk kind of style, so we want to keep the folk and the Americana influences in our country music and the songs that we write.
Yeah, we try not to drive our career like through like commercial visions. We just like to do it for the music and just have that realness in it.
And I think that's coming back. I think a lot of that heart and realness is coming back, and I believe you're going to be a part of changing that image in music as it is right now. We're talking with Matt Tyler and Tennessee Bow. They are two out of the three members of the group Tennessee. I want to bring a song up here, Tennessee and Matt, and it's called When You're Gone. Now, did both of you write that, or one of you? Tell me a little bit about that song. We're going to listen to an excerpt of it here shortly.
Well, When You're Gone was actually the first song that I wrote when I first started writing songs in general. I was sitting down with my voice teacher in Las Vegas, and we started putting some chords together and some words, and I decided to record that song first. And we actually have done all of our recordings at Larry Beard's studio, Beard Music Group, so we'd like to give a shout-out to them. They're absolutely amazing. There's a studio here locally in Nashville, and that's where we've recorded all of our songs. And we actually are getting in the studio later this month to record a new song. But yeah, When You're Gone was the first song that I recorded, and I kind of brought it to the band, and we do it a lot live now.
Well, let's take a listen to the song, When You're Gone.
Okay.
The song When You're Gone, written by Tennessee Bow, and we've got Matt Tyler and Tennessee Bow with us here. They are the November Music Discovery of the Month for MusicChartsMagazine.com. I'm Big Al Weekly. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Nashville Independent Music Awards. Tell me how you get picked and how you get into the award show.
All right, well, that was a really cool surprise for us, because back in, like, June or July, we had seen that we were nominated for one of the best country music duo or groups for the NEMAs, and we had no idea who nominated us. We were all kind of shocked by that, but very honored to have been asked to be a part of something like that. And so the award show was in August, and all of our families came down to watch us, and Matt's family from Indianapolis and Jordan from Minnesota and my family from Vegas came, and we got to play a couple songs on stage and just be surrounded by all these incredible independent music artists.
And you ended up winning the Best Country Duo Group of the Year. And if people would like to go take a look at that video, once again, where would they go, Tennessee?
You'd find it on YouTube.com/Tennessee. It's our YouTube channel, and you can find it there.
Wow, Tennessee, your voice changed.
Sorry, I'm Tennessee now.
So what do you think about what the group Tennessee is going to do here in the next few months? What do you have coming up? Do you have plenty of dates that you're going to be playing, or are you just kind of shifting in and out of the Nashville scene so you can get known? Do you have some new songs that you're going to be recording?
We do. We actually have a new song that we're going to be recording at the end of this month over at Larry Beard Studio. And we also would kind of like to make an announcement as well that Jordan Harrison, who was the other member of the band, he's actually deciding to continue his career as a solo artist. Like I told you, we were all solo artists before we decided to be a band. But so he's going to be a solo artist, and we're excited for him. And but Matt and I are going to continue on with the band, and we're going to record it. And we have a lot of dates. At the beginning of November, we're playing up in Milwaukee at Marquette University. So we're really excited about that.
Marquette University, I'd say you're going to have a pretty big crowd of young people. You've got a lot of energy. I figure you'll probably rock the place.
We're so excited. Yeah, one of my best friends from high school actually goes to school up there, and she got us this gig, and we're all going to get in a van, a 12-passenger van, and drive up to Milwaukee to do a show, so it's going to be really fun.
Tell me a little bit about your hobbies. So people kind of get to know who you are. When you're not in music, now, I know all of us people that are in music, we tend to do it 24 hours a day, but in order to kind of maybe get your mind off of it a little bit and come up with new, fresh material, is there something that entertainers like you do?
Well, our biggest thing for our biggest escape is go-karting. As funny as that sounds, like, we love to go-kart. It's like we probably do it at least once a week. And I feel like that really gives us an escape. We try to make it like a Sunday fun day, and we either go go-karting or go see a movie. But like you said, we're in here all the time. Like, we have a practice room at Diamond Sound Studios, and we are here. Matt gets off work, and I get out of school, and we meet here, and we are here till like 1, 2 in the morning every day. And so if we're not playing out somewhere, we're usually in the practice room trying to create some more music.
Matt, what do you like to do, your hobbies?
I do the same things, and I've actually discovered a new thing that I really like, longboarding. I just recently did that, so I'm saving up to get a longboard. That's really relaxing for me, and I really enjoyed it, so that's one of my new favorite things to do.
Well, how long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing since I was 13, so it's been a little while. Can't do the math right now. I just got off work. But yeah, I've been playing guitar, and then I picked up piano about four or five years ago. And I kind of dab a little bit on everything, but those are my main instruments.
So both of you read music, I assume?
Yes, sir.
In your songwriting, I see that some of the songs that you all have written, it's not the same thing all the time. You got different tempos, different arrangements. When you look for a song that you're going to cut, do you think that you will be looking for other artists or other songwriters' material, or are you just going to stick with your own for right now?
Well, I know right now we're very big about writing our own songs, but we are definitely not opposed to recording somebody else's songs. Like a lot of people here in Nashville, they want to record the best song possible, and there's incredible songwriters. Of course, we're in Music City right now, and everybody has incredible songs. So if we ever had the opportunity to record a song from someone else, I think we would definitely take that, for sure.
Let's take a listen to another one of your songs here, and I believe this one is even a little bit more different than the rest of them. And this one here is called Bo Gypsy. Tell me a little bit about that one, either Matt or Tennessee.
The song is called Gypsy. When I was writing this, it was kind of, in my mind, I was thinking of, like, the love life of a musician and how if you're always on the road, you're never in the same place for too long, you're kind of living like a gypsy. And so that's where the song was inspired from, and I took it to Matt and to Jordan, and we tried to, like, work on that song, and I got in the studio, and that's one of our favorite songs to do when we're playing live, because we seem to get a pretty good response out of it.
Well, let's take a listen to a portion of this. Here is Gypsy, as we talk with the band Tennessee. Again, that is a song that is called Gypsy, and that is by the band Tennessee, written by Tennessee Bow, and they are the 2013 Nashville Independent Music Awards Country Duo Group of the Year and MusicChartsMagazines.com November Discovery of the Month. I tell you what, guys, it has been awesome to be able to sit down and talk with you, and I always give everybody an opportunity, if they want, to tell their fans or tell their peers of what they think about music, if they want to. And if both of you want to take a minute or so, tell us your feelings on music and what's to come for the band Tennessee.
I just really, like, I feel like the biggest thing about music is to get your song across, like, to, you know, relay a message, like, someone to get something from what you're singing, not just the, like, a catchy hook or anything like that, but, like, to, you know, learn a lesson or, like, relate to a song. And I think that's what music is about. It's the universal language, and everybody can understand it no matter where you're from, no matter if you can sing or if you can't.
Very good. How about you, Tennessee? You got any thoughts on music and feeling and what you plan to do?
Matt and everything that he said. I think it's all about the song, and that's why we do what we do, because we want to get our music out there to the world, and we want them to be able to relate to us and to want to come see us and to want to support our music, because if they can relate to it, they're going to like it. And I just feel that that's what we're going to try to accomplish with our music in the future, and we're just really excited about being here in Nashville and hopefully meeting more musicians and going on tour with different people, and just, like Matt said, just spreading the word about our music and getting our names out there.
All right, before we finish up, if you would, I want you to spell your name one more time and tell everybody where they can go to find the group Tennessee.
All right, well, our band's name is Tennessee, and we spell that T-E-N-A-S-I-E. And to find our music and our upcoming shows, you can go to facebook.com/Tennessee. To ReverbNation.com/Tennessee, YouTube.com/Tennessee, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the band Tennessee.
Once again, it's been great talking to all of you, the band Tennessee. We're going to finish up with the song called Our Love Will. I think that is a great song, and it's been a pleasure talking to each of you. For MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Big Al Weekly.
Ask me if I love you. side, waiting for you someday.